Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I am Rebecca.
Now, this year, 2014, it is the year of the sequel. There will be so many sequels coming out this year. We have Ted 2, if you remember Ted, the teddy bear. We also have Rush Hour 4, Jackie Chan movie. And we have animation movies, too. We have some cartoons for all you cartoon fans. Plane, too. That's a Disney film.
If you are a fan of adventure and romance, Snow White and The Huntsman 2 is coming out, too. Oh, my Chris Hemsworth. His muscles, his face, his hair.
He is a great leading man, and I can already tell Rebecca will be first in line for that one for sure. We also have, for the sci-fi fans out there, Avatar 2. Avatar 1 was incredible. Transformers 4. They just keep making more and more of these. Jurassic Park 4. I'm sure that will be a huge blockbuster as well.
For those who love comics and superheroes, this year will be a great year. Besides Captain America 2, which we have talked about last month, X-Men and Spider-Man are waiting for you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at today's lesson. Reading.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man will swing into movie theaters once again with his new film, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. In the previous movie, we learned that Peter's missing father worked as a scientist at Oscorp Industries. One day, a genetically modified spider bites Peter in his father's lab. He soon develops strange spider-like powers, such as super strength and being able to easily climb walls. Peter's beliefs about life change completely when a thief kills his Uncle Ben. He then decides to use his powers to become a superhero, Spider-Man, to fight evil and crime. Peter makes a costume to hide his identity and creates mechanical devices that he wears to shoot spider webs. In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, a villain who is even more powerful than Spider-Man emerges. His name is Electro, and he feels betrayed by love, his family, and his job. With the power to control electricity, Electro threatens to destroy the world so that everyone can feel what he once felt. Thus, Spider-Man must undergo a bitter fight to save his fellow citizens once again.
Today's article begins by saying Spider-Man will swing into movie theaters once again with his new film, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Of course, Spider-Man, he shoots spider webs out of his arms like this, and then he swings from them, from buildings, from rooftops, from anything you can imagine.
大家都还记得蜘蛛人怎么样在高楼大厦之间行动的吧？他喷射蜘蛛丝，然后就好像丛林里面的泰山一样荡来荡去的。蜘蛛人即将再度咻荡进戏院，带给我们蜘蛛人惊奇再起二电光之战哦。
In the previous movie, we learned that Peter's missing father worked as a scientist at Oscorp Industries. One day, a genetically modified spider bites Peter in his father's lab. So, of course, we have Peter Parker. He's the main character. He is Spider-Man, and he gets bitten by a genetically modified spider. If something's genetically modified, it means it's genes, it's DNA, all those things at the molecular level that make it exactly what it is are changed by a scientist. It's all very complicated and scientific, and it kind of makes my head hurt a little bit. But It's what makes science fiction so awesome and so interesting. And this, of course, happened in a lab, L-A-B. That is short for laboratory, and it's a place where scientists work, where they do all their interesting experiments.
科技的进步有时候会带来意想不到的事情发生。我们在上一集看到 Peter， 他也不过就是到他爸爸工作的实验室去参观，直到被一只 genetically modified spider 基因改造的蜘蛛给咬了。我们中文说基因，其实英文就是 gene，G-E-N-E。Genetically 就变成副词咯，而 modified 意思啊，当动词使用的时候，它是改造、调整，用过去分词。Modified 就用来形容是被改造过、被调整过的。实验室这个字，刚刚我们的Joe老师有提到有点长哦，叫 laboratory， L A B 后面还有 O R A T O R Y， 那太长啦，我们改成 lab 就好了。这样宿舍啊 ，dormitory 这个字也好长哦 ，D O R M I T O R Y 讲成 dorm 是方便多了呢。
Now he, and remember we're talking about Peter Parker or Spider-Man, he soon develops strange spider-like powers such as super strength and being able to easily climb walls. Yeah.
Cool. Peter doesn't have to wait for elevators anymore. He can climb walls. He can swim from one building to another. It sounds like he has a great life.
Yeah, no more climbing stairs, no more sitting there.Where's the elevator? I'm late for work. Come on, hurry up. He can just straight up to the top floor, straight up to wherever he needs to go. Peter's beliefs about life change completely when a thief kills his Uncle Ben. He then decides to use his powers to become a superhero, Spider-Man, to fight evil and crime. So this is how Spider-Man got started. He kind of thought, well, I don't have to do anything. I have these powers, but, you know, I'm just one guy. Why should I help the world? Then his Uncle Ben, who was a really good guy, just super nice guy, he got killed by this evil guy, and he decided, okay, I'm going to fight evil now. So what is evil? Evil just means bad people doing terrible things. So there is good, and there is evil. Good against evil. That's the oldest story in the book, and it's the basic theme, of course, of Spider-Man.
蜘蛛人故事里面啊，很经典的一句台词，那是 Uncle Ben 讲的哦。With great power comes great responsibility. 力量越大，责任越大。这是 Uncle Ben 特别叮咛 Peter 的事情。所以 Uncle Ben 过世之后 ，Peter 决定成为蜘蛛人来 fight evil and crime. Evil 除了可以是邪恶的一个形容词用法之外，在这里啊，当名词使用，善与恶就是 good.Versus evil， 我们中文常说打击犯罪就是 fight crime。蜘蛛人身负重任，要打击邪恶，打击犯罪 ，fight evil and crime。
Now Peter makes a costume to hide his identity and creates mechanical devices that he wears to shoot spider webs. So of course Peter doesn't want people to know that he's Spider-Man. He's Peter Parker, that's one person, and then he's Spider-Man. He wants to keep them separate. He doesn't want people to know. So he has to hide his identity. Your identity is who you are, who people know you as. You know, like, you're right, my identity is Joe. I'm a TV host. I work, that's my identity. That's who I am. Same with Rebecca. She works in film. She works on TV, just like this. That's her identity. Your identity, you might be a student or anything. You could be anything at all.Now, he also makes these mechanical things that help him shoot the spider webs out of his arms, like this. Mechanical means something has to do with machines. They have moving parts that are made by man, and they work together, and they are designed by humans.
超级英雄们为了打击罪犯，常常会得罪很多坏人。那隐藏自己原本的身份是很必要的，这是保护自己，也是保护他心爱的家人。Identity 这个名词啊是身份，那身份证就是 identity card， 或者我们简单说 ID card。在网络上，你要登录你的email 账号啊，脸书账号啊，你要输入 ID， 你要输入 password， 对不对？比如说我的 ID 是。Sexy babe， 我的 password 是1234之类的。这个 ID 啊，就是你的 identity， 你的身份，你的账号。Peter 呢，除了穿上蜘蛛人的服装之外，还创造了 mechanical devices， 机械装置。我们有学过 machine 叫机器 ，mechanics 是有关机械这方面的学问 ，mechanical 这边形容词叫机械的。那这种机械装置啊，是可以帮助 Peter 发射蜘蛛丝的。哎，小朋友们如果喜欢的话，玩具反斗城也有在卖哦。You can get one of those in Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, my favorite toy store. They always have lots of Spider-Man toys too.Well, in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, a villain who is even more powerful than Spider-Man emerges. His name is Electro, and he feels betrayed by love, his family, and his job. So, we have the hero, now we need the villain, the evil guy. His name is Electro, and in these movies, the characters, they're always, you know, very deep. They have a backstory. It means we learn about their motives and why they are the way they are. Why is this guy so evil? The reason Electro is evil is he feels betrayed. If you are betrayed, it means somebody lied to you or somebody misled you. They told you something that wasn't true and they hurt you in some way by doing that.
你有没有发现啊，蜘蛛人电影当中的坏蛋背后都有个悲伤的故事呢？在文学作品、漫画、电影当中，每个故事都有个主角。那主角我们就用 hero 这个字，相对的一个坏蛋叫 villain。那这部电影当中 villain 力量比蜘蛛人更加强大，叫 Electro。他觉得被自己的爱人、家人跟工作给背叛了，背叛 betray， 这是当动词使用的时候。那我们刚刚的电影介绍当中用了 feel betrayed， 表示感觉被背叛了。
Let's learn a little bit more about what Electro can do. With the power to control electricity, Electro threatens to destroy the world so that everyone can feel what he once felt. So he is threatening the world. He threatens to destroy the world. If you threaten, it means you say you are going to do something violent or terrible. And he's threatening to destroy the world. He's saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to end all life on this planet.So you can all feel as bad as I feel right now. So that's why Electro wants to do this. He wants everybody to feel the pain that he's feeling inside.
现在你知道为什么他叫 Electro 了吧？因为他可以 control electricity, 控制电力。Electricity, 电力。Electro, 电光人或大陆翻成电魔等等的。我们这位电光人先生还威胁大家摧毁这个世界。Threaten 当动词使用的时候就是威胁的意思。刚刚句当中啊是主动的去威胁别人。当然你也可以我们刚刚学到的用 feel 感觉加上一个过去分词表示感觉是被如何的。所以 feel threatened 就是感觉被威胁的。一个被伤透心的电光人现在威胁全世界让大家尝尝他以前感受过的滋味。
Thus, Spider-Man must undergo a bitter fight.To save his fellow citizens once again. So he has to undergo this fight, a bitter fight. If something is bitter, it usually refers to flavor, flavor that kind of makes you go like this, like that. It's sort of similar to sour. It's the opposite of sweet. It has a very interesting flavor to it, in other words. And he wants to save his fellow citizens once again. Of course, that's what Spider-Man does. He saves the day. That's right.
所以蜘蛛人这一次呢将再度出动要拯救他的 fellow citizens, 市民同胞们。钢剧当中的 undergo, 这个动词啊还有一个去经验、体验、经历的意思。你会他的三态变化吗？猜猜看哦。如果你会 go 的三态变化是 go, went, gone, 那么 undergo 的三态变化会是Undergo, underwent, undergone. 只是蜘蛛人到底要经历一个他所谓的 bitter fight, 是一场什么样的战斗呢？
All right, well, he has to undergo this bitter fight. He's got to fight the villain, Electro. He's got to try to save the world. That's what Spider-Man always has to do in his comic books, in the many movies that he's been in. There was a cartoon. There was a Spider-Man cartoon a long time ago, too. You guys are probably too young for that, but maybe you can watch it on YouTube. Well, right now, let's go to our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, a bitter fight, and then we'll be back.
Shortcut for you.
Why do you look so angry, Pat?
Why? I've been in a bitter fight with my neighbor. That's why.
Well, I prefer sweet tasting drinks myself.
Not that kind of bitter. A bitter fight is a fight with very strong feelings between the two sides. It's a fight that both sides will try to win at all costs.
I see. A bitter fight is 激战. But why are you fighting?
Okay, the tree in his garden is growing into my garden and stopping my flowers from getting any sun. We've been having a bitter fight about it for months.
What are you going to do?
This ought to solve the problem.
You can't chop him up. It may be a bitter fight, but you can't just kill him.
I'm not going to kill him. Just chop off some branches. That'll put an end to this bitter fight.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, a bitter fight. So we've been talking about the latest Superman movie, Spider-Man. Have you seen the other Spider-Man movies? Like, there's so many of them.
Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man,
The Amazing Spider-Man.
I've seen some of them.
You've seen some of them. I know you're more of a Chris Hemsworth type of girl, definitely.
Thor.
He's another superhero. We don't see him and Spider-Man together too often. He's not part of the Avengers. Thor is part of the Avengers, and I'm just showing how much of a big geek I am that I actually know that sort of thing. Maybe some of you guys are big superhero fans too, and hopefully you'll go check out Spider-Man when he swings into theaters once again. As for us, we are going to swing into our For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
All right, we've been talking about a superhero today, so our For You Chat question, of course, is about superpowers. If you could have any superpower, which would you choose and why? And there are so many to choose from, like you could be able to fly, or you could become invisible, you could have super speed like the Flash, so which one would you choose?
You know what? I have asked my friends and my students this question.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, a boy, told me,
"老师，
我告诉你哦, I would like to choose the superpower to see through things, you know. If I have that power, I can..."
bad kid.
I can...
I know what you're thinking.
No. He said, "I can tell you if there's anything wrong with your body before it is too late. Like, you have to take care of your stomach. You have a weak heart." Do you believe his story?
I don't exactly believe him. I think he was thinking about doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I was going to have a superpower, I'd just pick being able to fly. Because then I wouldn't have to pay for flight tickets anymore. If I wanted to go home to Canada, I could just say, well, time to go to Canada. And I could fly off and go home and... wouldn't have to sit on a plane, buy tickets, spend all that money, all that kind of stuff. But which one would you pick?
I wish I could read people's mind. Actually, I think I can read people's mind. I think you guys want to take a break, right? Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
See, I'm good.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man will swing into movie theaters once again with his new film, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. In the previous movie, we learned that Peter's missing father worked as a scientist at Oscorp Industries. One day, a genetically modified spider bites Peter in his father's lab. He soon develops strange, spider-like powers, such as super strength and being able to easily climb walls. Peter's beliefs about life change completely when a thief kills his Uncle Ben. He then decides to use his powers to become a superhero, Spider-Man. to fight evil and crime. Peter makes a costume to hide his identity and creates mechanical devices that he wears to shoot spider webs. In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, a villain who is even more powerful than Spider-Man emerges. His name is Electro, and he feels betrayed by love, his family, and his job. With the power to control electricity, Electro threatens to destroy the world so that everyone can feel what he once felt. Thus, Spider-Man must undergo a bitter fight to save his fellow citizens once again.
Vocabulary Review.
Lab. The school's lab is full of chemicals and tools for scientific work. Evil. I believe evil can exist in anyone, so we have to work hard to be good. Identity. The hero kept his identity a secret by wearing a mask when he fought crime. Mechanical. It's necessary to have some mechanical tools if you want to fix your car. Threaten. The child threatened to cry if her parents didn't buy her a doll.